January 31st is the looming deadline for Arizona to approve the drought contingency plan, known as the DCP. It's the plan for all the users of the Colorado River Basin waters, including Arizona, to come up with policies and incentives to use less water. Now, as the clock ticks, last-minute additions and proposals are being scrutinized and ironed out. And one issue that's causing tension is between the Arizona Municipal Water Users Association and the Arizona Farm Bureau's Pinal County Farmers. Here's Warren Tenney. He's executive director of the Municipal Water Association.
What we're trying to say is enough, Pinal. Let's give the rest of the state certainty by getting DCP passed now.
And here's a response from the attorney who represents Pinal County water interests, Paul Orme.
What CAP and the Department of Water Resources came up with, this jacking up their water order for the 2019 water year, was manipulating this whole process.
Howie Fisher from Capital Media Services is following this story and basically every story. We've asked him to join us and distill the battle of the two water users here. Howie, good morning.
Good morning. I love it when people fight like that.
You usually start those fights. That's the problem. So some of what we're seeing here, we've got these two particular players, Municipal Water Users Association, Arizona Farm Bureau. Boil their arguments down for us.
Essentially, it comes down to who gets what water and what money for this. There is a tentative agreement among all the parties to deal with the fact that Arizona's going to have to leave more water in Lake Mead. That's because Lake Mead's going to hit critical levels, the first, what they call tier one reductions in 2020. That's clear. The question becomes, who takes the cuts? Under normal circumstances, the farmers would take the first cuts, but there's a lot of concern about what that would do to agricultural in Pinal County. So what they're trying to negotiate is ways to get the farmers more CAP water, some of it transferred from other areas, and then some money for wells. Now, the farmers are saying, in essence, that, well, that's all very nice, but we actually need more. We'd like more water. We also need more money for the wells that we need to drill to go ahead and replace some of the CAP water, the Colorado River water, that we're not going to get. And with the looming deadline, each of them is posturing in terms of, well, should we put more money there or should we give more money to somewhere else?
And later today, Governor Ducey will have his official budget proposal, and he has talked about $30 million related to this Pinal County farming situation. Can you break that down for us? What would that money be used for?
Well, the $30 million is to buy water from somewhere else, some of the other tribes that would essentially go to, quote unquote, mitigate the losses elsewhere. On top of that, there's $5 million the governor's committed for the well construction and delivery systems they want in Pinal. The Pinal farmers are saying, well, that's nice, but we really need more than that. We need another $5 million. And then the fact is that they're saying that to really, construct the wells and the delivery systems, it might end up being $50 million. We think the federal government will come up with it, but we want a guarantee from the state that if the feds aren't there, or until the feds are there, we want the state to be a backstop. So far, that's not in the plan.
Now, Howie, last thing for you. I mean, you are about as savvy as anybody on this, having covered the Capitol for as long as you have. Is this a blip, or is this something that could delay January 31st? And frankly, could Rusty Bowers, House Speaker, his comments about the governor sending this to them late, there are new lawmakers. Could any of this really hold up and make the deadline, really give the Bureau of Reclamation a chance to step in here?
Well, the fact is that there is no final bill crafted or final bills crafted. All we've got is kind of a draft. A lot of people are looking at that. They're still tweaking it. As you point out, we've got a January 31st hard stop deadline, and there's a lot of push to get there, but there are a lot of last minute questions. For example, some of the House Democrats are saying, so where's the conservation point in this? Now, will any of this be enough to hold it up? I truthfully think the odds are very good that as we approach January 31st, there's going to be a panic that sets in that says, look, this isn't a great plan. A lot of people are unhappy with it. But the alternative is having the Bureau of Reclamation divide up the water, And Arizona sure won't like the way that's being done.
Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services. Howie, enjoy your budget reading today.
Oh, I always do.
Bye.